Welcome back. We had so much fun the last time, didn't we? I loved making you stroke your girl cock for me, making you come for me. But today, we're going to go one step further. Today, I'm going to make you... well, you already know what we're about to do, don't you? Maybe you've already been edging in preparation for it, so you can spill as much cum as you possibly could for me. Maybe you've even been eating pineapple lately, so that when it happens, you won't hesitate. But don't worry about all that just yet. For now, I just want you to relax. Make sure you're somewhere where you can lie down, uninterrupted for a while. I want you naked from head to toe for this, but not immediately. First, I want you to strip down slowly. Begin with your shirt. Unbutton or remove it for me, as if I were in the room, watching you almost predatorily. And now your pants. Push them down your long legs as if you were revealing yourself to me inch by inch. But keep your underwear on and just notice how you're feeling. Is your breath quickening already? Is your heart beating a little faster than normal at the thought of what you're going to do? It's okay to be nervous. Or maybe you're excited to be doing this. Are you? Are you excited at the thought of my voice in your ears, egging you on, making you eat your own cum? Maybe you're even starting to salivate at the thought of tasting yourself. Are you that much of a slut? Is your needy mouth already watering as you imagine filling it with your own creamy, milky juices? I bet you're already picturing how it's going to taste, how it's going to feel, without my even ordering you to, aren't you? Because you're so eager to get started. How do you think it'll taste, baby? A little salty. Maybe even sweet. Either way, you'll take it no matter how it is, won't you? For me. Because I tell you to. If you've tried to eat your own cum before, only to chicken out at the last second, don't worry. I'm going to make sure that today, you taste the delicious cream that deep down you know you crave. I hope you kept your underwear on like I asked you to. Like a good girl. Focus on what's going on down there. Are your panties feeling tighter and tighter as your cock gets harder and harder? Or are you already hard from listening to what I've been saying? From thinking about what you're going to be doing? What I'm going to make you do to yourself? Do you feel your blood rushing to your pretty girl cock? Twitching, throbbing, aching for release? Is your underwear wet for me? You can pull them off now. Slowly still. But take them to just below your hips and leave them there. Look at that. Look how excited you already are. Are you aching to be touched? Aching to come already? Are you starting to feel that need to swallow every last drop? If your cock's already leaking, why don't you be a good girl and have a little taste? You can do it. Take two of your fingers, reach down, and get them wet for me. Don't you dare touch yourself otherwise. Not yet. Now bring them to your mouth and lick those fingers. How is it? Sweeter or saltier than you expected? Does it make you crave more? If you want, you have my permission to squeeze out any extra and taste that too. Aren't I kind? But don't worry if you aren't leaking yet. I'll get you dribbling soon enough. One last thing before you get completely naked. Find your box of tissues or anything else you normally come into and put it as far away from you as possible. Unlock your door and set it outside before locking it again, or hide it under your bed or in your closet. Just make sure it's going to be hard to reach later. Don't worry about why right now. You'll find out soon enough. Now, remove your underwear and you can lie down. I'd prefer it if you prop yourself up with a pillow too, because I want you to see everything I'm doing to you. As we continue, I want you to be able to see every droplet of pre-cum that leaks out for me. Every beat of your heart that makes your girl cock bob and throb in delicious agony. Every hip thrust as you keep yourself on the edge at my command. And I want the sight of these things to make you crave your own cum more and more. As you watch your body getting ready to explode, I want you to think about how ready you are to swallow it. Don't videos of girls swallowing their own cum turn you on? Or maybe you prefer to watch a girl swallow someone else's, and you find yourself secretly wishing you were her. Maybe you're even watching videos right now as you listen to me. Don't you think it's only right to try some yourself, if only just to see what all the fuss is about? Take your hand and lightly start to stroke yourself. Barely touching her, slowly, gently. With your other hand, you may feel free to taste any pre-cum that appears, but don't you dare use it for extra stimulation. I want you edging yourself slowly, so that when the time comes, you'll produce as much as possible. Doesn't that excite you? The thought of producing as much cum for yourself as you can. I hope you're hungry. You may go a little faster now. Stroke a little harder, a little more pleasurably. Are you close to the edge already, baby? Can you feel yourself tightening? Getting ready to arch your back and spill the cream you're so desperate to taste? Aren't you just aching, begging for release? You can take your other hand and squeeze your balls a little if you want, as hard or as soft as you desire. And keep stroking. I bet you started going even harder, faster, thinking about the cum you're going to eat. You can't wait, can you? Are you remembering the times you chickened out? All the times you lost interest right after coming. It's going to be different this time. I promise. Stroke harder. Faster. Do it. Get to that edge and stay there. you love it when I tell you to do dirty things for me? I think you do. And you know I enjoy it. Having this control over you. Knowing if I give you just the right amount of gentle encouragement, I could have you do almost anything I want. Maybe this is just the beginning. Maybe I have a lot more in store for you. Think about that as you touch yourself. Think about what else I might make you do if I get you addicted enough. And you know I will. Are you scared at the thought of eating your own cum? Don't worry if this is going to be your first time, because I'll make sure it won't be your last. When we're done, I'll have you addicted to your own taste. I bet you won't even think about shooting anywhere else ever again. Not unless I want you inside of me. And maybe not even then. Okay, hands off. You better be leaking steadily now. Make an O with your fingers and wrap it around the base of the head for me, squeezing hard. Now milk it. Milk that girl cock slowly upwards, making sure you get every last bit of pre-cum, and take your other hand, scoop it up, and eat it. It's not an option this time. You will lick up every last drop you can, because I'm telling you to. Savor that taste on your tongue. Isn't it good? So nice and warm and sticky. Imagine how delicious the real deal will be if your pre-cum is already so tasty. From now on, I want you tasting that yummy goodness as fast as your body produces it. That's an order. Although, you'd probably do it anyway, wouldn't you? I know you can't resist. You're a dirty little slut. You're addicted. And if you're not yet, you will be. Start stroking again. It's starting to feel good, isn't it? Every part of you tensing and throbbing and pulsing. All of that heat, that lust, so much of it that your body just has to release some of it so you don't go insane. That's that delicious pre-cum that you can't stop leaking, that you can't stop tasting. Liquid desire, so warm and tasty. Isn't it incredible how good it tastes? And to think you've wasted so much of it in the past. After this, I don't think you'll ever resist the temptation to taste it again, with or without my voice in your ear. And this is just the appetizer, darling. The main course is yet to come. Keep riding that edge. I want you right on the brink. That's it. You're such a good girl. Such a good little slut. I want you to imagine that it's me stroking you. That I'm right behind you. Reaching around your stomach and taking you into my hand. Imagine my breasts pressed against your back. My breath in your ear as I whisper these dirty things to you. I'm nibbling on your earlobe as I slow my hand down until I'm not stroking you anymore. Just holding your pulsating girl cock with my hand. So wanting. So needing. I could squeeze your balls with my other and I'd purr into your ear. I'm going to make you eat your own cum. I'm going to make you taste that delicious cream right from the source and you're going to beg me to let you do this. Every last drop of your most intimate fluid straight into your own mouth, because I told you to, and because good girls listen. You want to be a good girl, don't you? Say it. Say you want to be a good girl for me. Say, please, mistress, please let me be a good girl for you. Good girl. Start pumping. No more gentle stroking. I want you thrusting your hips. Rock them as I keep my hand in place. Fuck my hand. When you bring your fingers to your lips to taste your pre-cum, are you sucking on them too? Nibbling a little? Those are my fingers. You like sucking on them, don't you? You must have a little oral fixation. Tasting, sucking, swallowing. You love it. Why else would you be listening to this right now? Why else would you want to eat your own cum? Because you're a needy little slut. Keep pumping. Go harder. Faster. My hand starts to move in rhythm with your thrusts, but don't you dare stop rocking those hips. Fucking your hand. My hand. Are you close? You better be, after all this. Because I want you on the edge. I want you on the brink of exploding. I want you riding the edge, fucking straddling the edge. But don't you dare come. If you feel yourself start to tip over, take your hands off. Don't you dare explode unless it's going in your mouth. Stay riding it. Slow down or speed up when you need to. Just make sure your whole body is aching. Just begging to explode for me. I love watching you shake and shudder, convulsing. Watching your muscles clenching as your body gets ready. Ready to eat your own cum. You dirty little slave. You beautiful, dirty slut. I love seeing how worked up you're getting over this orgasm. This pleasure that's going to be denied to you. Oops. Did I forget to mention that part? I'm sorry. Maybe you should just take your hands off for now. Stop pumping. Put your hands by your side. At least while I explain. Oh, I know it's difficult, but do it for me. Do it because you're a good girl. Because you're my good girl. Let me explain. You'll still get to swallow your own cum. I promised you that. I promised you that I would make sure you taste every last delicious drop. And you will. But here's the thing. You're going to ruin your orgasm for me. And really, it's for your own sake too. If you've ever tried to eat your own cum before, you probably lost that spark, that arousal, that desire to do so right after orgasming. Suddenly, the hottest thing in the world is the last thing you want to do. Maybe you were wondering how I was so convinced that I could get you to do it this time. If you ruin for me, it'll make me so happy to see you denying yourself the ultimate bliss. Proving to me how obedient you are. But it'll also mean that you stay hot and bothered. Even after you're finished, you'll have no problem swallowing every last drop. You'll empty yourself completely and fill your mouth with every burst of hot, sticky liquid your body can produce. And this time, You'll drink it all up without hesitation. And honestly, you might even crave more. But that's not all. Isn't the thought of ruining your orgasm exciting enough? You must be harder than ever, even with your hands by your sides. But ruining isn't the only thing you should be excited about. Because I have something else in store. Before I tell you though, I want you to beg to hear this part. I haven't heard your voice in a while, and frankly, I'm beginning to forget how much you want to do this. You do still want to do this, don't you? My good little slave. Then beg. Say, please, mistress, please tell me what you're going to do to me. Please tell me what you're going to make me do to myself. I'll do anything you ask. Say it and mean it. Good girl. My good girl. You didn't even ask to start stroking again, even though I know how desperate you are to touch yourself, to taste some more of your juices. But you may do so all the same. It's my little reward to you. Start touching yourself again, however you want, thrusting or not thrusting. Just make sure you're not getting as close to the brink as you were before. Why? Because it would be such a waste to come now, more than ever, when I'm about to tell you what happens next. You see, ruining your orgasm might be enough to get you to eat your own cum, but that's not enough for me. I told you we would make sure you take all of it. How can I know for sure you won't keep stroking, even after I tell you to stop? You're a good girl, and you would never dream of disobeying me, right? Especially when you know what kinds of punishment I give when you're bad. But sometimes, in the heat of the moment, we can't stop ourselves. That's why, to make sure you take your own load, I'll need you to get in position. Get close to a wall. Keep your shoulders down on the floor, or the bed, whatever it is, and put your feet up against the wall. Walk them up so your girl cock is just above your mouth. Do you like where this is going? I do. When you're positioned like this, your cum will have nowhere to go but your mouth, or your face if you still decide to chicken out. But think about it. Which one's going to be messier? Remember those tissues I made you put away? Are you really going to search for those with your face covered in that sticky mess? With your legs in the air and your cock hovering above your mouth, it'll be so easy to open wide, to stick your tongue out and take your own sweet cum. I can already taste it. Can you? Keep pumping, and without hurting yourself, get that girl cock as close to your mouth as you can. I want it oh so close to your needy little tongue, poised and ready to give you that hot, milky liquid that you must be so desperate to gulp down by now. You've been afraid to taste it in the past, haven't you? But I bet at this point, it's the only thing on your mind. Don't you love watching girls swallowing porn? Doesn't it always look so tasty? This time, you get to try it for real. No more chickening out. No more guilt. No more shame. This is what I want for you. Get to that edge. This is it. How close can your mouth get to your girl cock right now? Or, more specifically, how close can you get the tip of your tongue to your other tip? I bet you've already started, but just to be clear, I want you lapping up that pre-cum that's leaking from your girl cock. Right from the source this time. No more bringing your fingers to your mouth, not unless you really can't reach yourself. In which case, you need to suck hard on them. But who am I kidding? Of course you'd do that. Trust me when I tell you that your pre-cum tastes so much better on tap. That liquid lust going straight from your cock to your mouth. If you're flexible enough, now's the time to get your tongue to the tip. Don't hurt yourself. You may kiss it if you can. Maybe even suck it. Wouldn't that feel so fucking good? I've heard that sucking yourself feels more like giving than receiving. But you don't mind, do you? I bet you'd fucking love it. Sucking and tasting and swallowing with that oral obsession of yours. Otherwise, do as I said and stick your wet fingers in your mouth. You desperate little slut. You just fucking need something in your mouth, don't you? You've been sucking and tasting like such a good, needy girl. Well, now it's finally time to give you what you need. Now it's time to swallow. I'm going to give you a nice countdown of 10. Each number bringing you closer and closer to coming. On 2, I want you to take your hands almost completely off. Just leave 1 or 2 fingers in place to make sure you're aiming where you should be aiming. And on 0, you'll spill it. All of it. And you'll finally get to taste what you've been missing out on. What you've been fucking craving. Ready? 10. Pleasure spiking, hands jerking over that girl cock. 9. Faster and harder. Did your pre-cum taste good? Are you ready for the real deal? 8. You want it. You need it. It's going to taste so good. You're almost ready to explode. Ready to erupt. 7. You must be salivating right now. Are you thirsty, baby? Thirsting to taste yourself? We both know the pre-cum wasn't enough. 6. Waves of pleasure washing over you as you contract and tighten and your gorgeous girl cock leaks more and more. 5. Your body convulsing as you clench your muscles, as it gets ready, ready for you to eat your own cum. 4. You dirty little slave. You dirty, filthy slut. 3. Almost there. Feel it building, stronger, ready to explode, ready to you. If you can get your tongue on yourself again, now's the time. 2. Hands off. Just 1 or 2 fingers to keep it in place. 1. You're fucking doing this. 0. Come for me. Come for me like the good girl you are. Spill into your mouth for me, all of it, every last delicious drop onto your tongue, every leak of that sweet cum you fucking crave. No more pretending. You want to taste it. You need to taste it. You want every last little drop you can get. Do it. Feel your muscles squeezing and clenching as that cum flows into your greedy little mouth. And don't you dare spit or swallow until I tell you to. That must have been exhausting. Let's rest a little. Do you feel emptied? I certainly hope so. I hope you got every last bit your body had to offer. That cum is so nice in your mouth, isn't it? Savor it. The texture, the flavor. Don't you love it? It must feel so good knowing you've finally done it. Let it ooze around your tongue, your hot, liquid desire where it belongs in your needy little slut mouth, where it's always belonged. Coat every inch of your cheeks and tongue with that warm milk. Isn't that nice? You're a good girl. You can swallow a bit now, just a bit. I hope you came a lot. Now swallow a bit more. Notice how good it feels going down your throat. And now all of it. Swallow all of it. Good girl. You may relax for a bit. Slowly ease yourself down. Your back may hurt a little, but it was worth it, wasn't it? Are you still horny? Did ruining your orgasm leave you unsatisfied? But you're such a good slut for ruining for me. I hope you understand why you had to. Just lie down and close your eyes now. Is there an aftertaste from swallowing down your own cream? How is it? Does it turn you on even more? Or are you all took it out? What if I tell you not to think of it as an aftertaste, but as a preview for next time? Because you're coming back for more, aren't you? I know you will. If you aren't addicted already, one or two more lessons and you will be. Maybe you won't ever go back to shooting in tissues or on your belly after finding out how delicious your cum is. And how much it pleases me when you swallow it. Maybe you'll even start eating more pineapples. You've been such a good girl for me today. I'm so proud of you for eating your own cum. It wasn't easy, was it? But it must have been so satisfying. Don't forget to grab those tissues you stashed away. Do you even need them anymore? I'll see you soon, all the same.